What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hoax after hoax, lie after lie after lie after lie. Remember when Rush Limbaugh used to, this was always so powerful to me, play that audio and he'd go across all the media platforms. He did it for years. ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and the talking heads would be telling the same story from the same point of view, but they would be literally using the same words, the same pauses. It was eerie. And his point was, this was Democrat-controlled media echoing Democrat talking points. Yeah. But was it something else? Were they reading CIA talking points? And you're thinking this is not one of these conspiracy shows. And it's not. We deal in fact here. But there have been some for a long time who've said, oh, that's Operation Mockingbird. Yeah, no, the CIA is curating your news. It's full of propaganda and lies. Well, we know Operation Mockingbird was real. Pulitzer Prize winning journalist Carl Bernstein broke wide open in 1977. And what they had done, what the CIA had done, starting the 1950s, was ensconce trusted sources within newsrooms to propagate and repeat the propaganda. There was a good reason for this. They were battling the Soviets, but most importantly, they were battling communism. I wanted to make sure it didn't take root here. And that's why when Mockingbird was discovered, the only people mad about it were the left. Because they like communism. They're still trying to implement it to this day. So left went to war with the CIA, started infiltrating it, started taking it over. One of those who was most instrumental in that actually was Daddy Bush, hiring a bunch of libtards to operate inside and run the CIA. And I mean actual full-on commies. If you don't believe me, John Brennan, look up John Brennan, CIA, CNN, and communist. He admits that he is a communist, that he voted for communists, that he was terrified when he had to do regular lie detector tests and they would ask him about his support for communism and he would have to admit he voted for communist, like openly communist candidates, that they would kick him out, but they didn't. And now he's the author of the greatest hoax ever. See, this is how this works. So everybody's known about Mockingbird. Again, blown wide open in 1977 by famed journalist Carl Bernstein, but the lie was that it ended. That it ended. Those are the same guys, Bernstein and Woodward, by the way, who exposed the Watergate scandal. The piece, if you want to read it, is called The CIA in the Media, where Bernstein revealed that certain reporters not only were paid by the U.S. government, but they were also engaged in more extensive relationships with the CIA, even sharing notebooks. Some were paid up to $500,000 a year for their work. And that was a lot of money in 1977. What do I say to you all the time? You know, if I was going to lie like that, I wouldn't because I'd feel bad. But if I was gonna, I would need more than they pay journalists. You'd have to pay me a lot of money to lie the way they lie. You know how stupid you look long term? especially with, you know, X and the media, alternative media mocking you, making fun of you, denigrating you, your friends, your family, your kids can find that stuff. They can find how you lied. I'm not lying like that for nobody. You're going to have to pay me a lot of money. You're going to pay me, like, today, equivalent millions a year. And they do. Wait, did or do? Oh, they do. See, we were told Mockingbird ended. Does it feel like it ended? COVID hoax, fake COVID death stats. Oh, you got to get the shot. The shot works. You won't get COVID. Actually, you're more likely to get COVID. Hunter Biden's laptop. No, that's Russian disinformation. On and on and on and on and on and on. The P tape's totally real. I mean, it's almost as if Mockingbird were still up and run. Oh, wait. It is. Tulsi Gabbard. Folks, this was a bombshell. If I were her, I would have waited a week because the Russia collusion hoax bombshells out right now will overshadow this. But I put it up on my X feed for you if you want to see it. Tulsi Gabbard said yesterday, Operation Mockingbird created to manipulate the American people through double paying the media is real and is still up. Now, we knew it was real in the 70s because Pulitzer Prize winning journalist New York Times broke it wide open. Washington Post reported in both places. But it was, we were told it was closed down. It's not. Still up and running, she says. She says she's trying to shut it down. Why would she know this? She's the director of national intelligence, and that's really cool because that is a superstructure, and it's over the CIA and over the FBI. A lot of people don't know she's top spy, not the head of the CIA. She is. And so all of the classified intel from both of those agencies runs through the DNI's office. She could see it. She gets a copy. Which is why she's being hunted like a dog right now in the Senate. Tom Cotton, who is not a good guy, is trying to strip what they call declassification authority from her and give it back to the FBI so they can go back to covering up their crimes. Wonder what they have on him. Must be good. Anyway, so that's what she said overnight. So folks, this is a bombshell Friday. Bombshell Friday. Oh, by the way, speaking of bombshell Fridays, we're going to try something in the last hour of the show. We have tried wide open lines. Everything from the week that was is back on the table. It's worked out really good last few weeks. If it stops working out, I won't do it anymore. But so far, we've had excellent callers and excellent call screening. So we've just had some wonderful conversations. So that last hour, if you have something that you want to add to the show, question you want to ask, or just a comment from the week that was, 800-905-0989. I'm not putting up with any funny business, though, so don't even try it. You got to be a serious caller. Okay. So, folks, you know what I want to see with Operation Mockingbird? She says she's found it. You know what that means? She's found the money. She's found the money. They're paying them. I mean, folks, if they were paying the double paying these journalists in 1977, $500,000 a year, I don't know, somebody who's good at math, do the equivalent for me, will you? Text it to me. There's a math genius out there. Got a lot of engineers in this market. What would, if you were making $500,000 to lie to the American people in 1977 as a journalist, and they had them in every major media, they were paying a lot of editors too, outlet, what would that be today? How much are you making? If she's found this, again, has she found the money? And has she found the list of who they're paying? Folks, this will change everything. What do I tell you all the time? The reason this country has if you take every single problem we have, it's not real. It's because of media lies. We could get rid of that. It'd be too good. I can't even go there yet. I just get too excited.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holy cow, y'all. Your news brought to you by the CIA. Now we know. Now we know in the morning why you can flip still from station to station to station. They are literally using the same words with the same spin on the same stories with the same guests who've been wrong over and over and over and over and over and over, but they're the only ones that can be used. This is earth-shattering stuff. Operation Mockingbird is still up and running. Tulsi Gabbard put this out last night. Right now, it's very interesting. The story is being almost completely blacked out, including by Fox News. And what Operation Mockingbird was run by the CIA, started off as a well-intentioned program in the 1950s to combat the rise of communism everywhere. And the fear was that it would take hold. And what they would do was propagandize the American people. They would pay reporters, basically flipping them into double agents. You give somebody enough money. I mean, yeah. In 1977, the reporters were being paid by the CIA. They had reporters, they had editors, they had managers in every major newsroom. People crafting the news. Paid to deliver their talking points as news uncritically. They were paying them $500,000 in 1977. Tara, this sounds like a conspiracy. Actually, it's not. You go read the Wikipedia. It's a good spot to read. There's a lot of it. Again, Woodward and Bernstein, who broke the Watergate scandal, broke the story of this as well, that Mockingbird had existed. It was called the CIA in the media, if you want to go back and read the original piece in 1977. And their work, or the same set of facts about Mockingbird existing ran in the New York Times, the Washington Post. So its existence in the 50s through the 70s is indisputable. As well, they were paying student organizations, activists. I mean, it's basically the people quoted in the articles were fake, too. They were CIA as well. And it was propaganda. It was hoax and hoax and hoax and hoax and silly stuff. So what's the lie? Oh, that it was disbanded. No, it's still up and running today. Can you tell? So I was just curious. I don't have time to do the math today. I'm actually running a little behind because I hosted the debate last night. So I am literally doing show prep at the breaks. Forgive me. But $500,000, what would that translate to today? You guys are texting me about $2.6, $2.7 million a year in supplementary income. So, just to lie to you. And Tulsi Gabbard overnight came out and said, hey, guess what? I just found Mockingbird. And wouldn't you know it, it's not defunct at all. They didn't shut it down. It's going as strong as ever. They got people all over the media. All kinds of groups and activists and everybody. They're paying them to fake your news. But I'm going to shut it down, she says. Okay, I just want to go on a record right now, just to be clear. Tulsi Gabbard did not kill herself. No. She didn't get into a catastrophic car wreck either. What are they going to do with this woman? Wow, if they were going to suicide her, they really should have done it 6 weeks ago. I mean, they're off the ball right now. I mean, they got to get moving with this woman. I mean, and I know they got Tom Cotton on her, but good luck. House can't strip her of her ability to declassify. Not after this. You know how obvious that'll be? Folks, this is the stuff we hoped for. This is the stuff we prayed for. This is it right now. It's all coming to light. What have I told you for a long time? If we lived in an environment where the truth was allowed in just one major forum, X, it would change the world. We would experience a level of human freedom unbeknown to any human civilization before ours. Because people, I don't care if they're living in tribes and hunting caribou, they squelch and censor things that are unfavorable to their leadership. We've never had anything like these tools. Tulsi Gabbard says she's found Mockingbird. She can't believe it, but it's still up and running. And she's vowing to shut it down. Tom Cotton, most affected. Senator Tom Cotton's going to lose it this morning. He's trying to stop her. Can't figure out how. Those days are over, Tom. Pack it in. Wonder what they're... Yeah, never mind. Tulsi Gabbard says Operation Mockingbird created to manipulate the American people through the news media, through paying reporters, paying editors, paying the management of these companies, is not only real, it is still up and running. She's trying to shut it down. Folks, did you see what happened 3 weeks ago? I made much of this, and it's so much news, and a lot of people didn't, but I knew what it was. Did you see former CIA director and admitted communist? Check it out, Brennan, CIA communist, look it up. He was Obama's mentor. I mean, for the time he was in college. That guy, John Brennan, who hopefully will soon be under indictment and in handcuffs, no matter how hard Trey Gowdy cries. That guy, John Brennan, you know where he was? He was in Ireland. He's helping them build out their censorship system. The one Trump is threatening to tariff Europe over or punish them in some other way. We'll see what he comes up with. What is he doing? Mockingbird. Mockingbird has two sides. One is lies. But in the media era, in the social media era, if you're going to have privately owned social media like Elon Musk, who won't bend to them, who won't comply, if you can't censor to hide the truth, the lies don't work anymore, no matter how much you pay the journalists because no one believes them anymore, you need a censorship system. They can't get one right now in the US and they're building it out in Europe. And this is why, folks, did you see what happened? John Brennan gets on a plane, flies over to Ireland. He's helping them literally with the algorithms to censor those poor people in the UK. So he flies over there to set it up. Same week, France announces a criminal investigation personally into Elon Musk and also into X. For what? Well, Russian disinformation, which we all know is fake. No such thing. We got the memos last night from the burn bag. Doesn't exist. There is no Russian disinformation. No hacking, nothing. But they're still using it in Europe to set up the system so that should Democrats win in 2028, say they steal the election again or something, they can begin to, I'm telling you, extradite us for trial to Europe and get around the First Amendment. Folks, look at Brazil. Trump, what am I describing here? This is a hand-to-fist battle with the upstate, with the deep state, from the upstate. With the deep state. What happened in Brazil? Same thing. The FBI is in Brazil working with all of these liberal NGOs to what? Set up their censorship system there, the same one they were operating from their headquarters inside of Twitter. So in other words, this is all still ongoing. Mockingbird's still up and running, still ongoing. They're just building a world censorship system. Complete with criminal charges for Elon Musk, they'll extradite him the second the Democrats get power again. They have not stopped. They have just gone to ground, but they are building the infrastructure for tyranny in the world. And Trey Gowdy, I don't care what you say, honey, the handcuffs need to come out now because they're still coming for us.
Handcuffs are not the only way we mete out accountability in this culture. There's shame. There's history. It's not just prison. There are other ways we mete out accountability. And the fact that somebody's not wearing handcuffs does not, to me, think that what they did is okay, because it wasn't.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, Tulsi was doing such great work. Such a shame she was in that car crash next week.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.